Move at 92.5.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say somebody approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hey. Hey. Hey, you Franklin Roosevelt?
What?
You Franklin D. Roosevelt?
What?
Because damn, you a dime.
What? Okay.
Well, whatever you do, don't fall on the floor laughing because that pickup line was so bad.
Yeah.
Instead, tell him that you want to give him the, quote, presidential treatment behind the scenes and then give him the number to the loser line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, boo. This is from the other night. I've been calling you time and time. You ain't picking up your phone. What you doing? You playing with me? You said you'd call me back. I hope this is your real number. I'm here waiting for you. I want to talk. I'm trying to hook up, see what we could do Friday night. Call me back, all right?
Next message.
Very smooth.
Yeah, I feel like the truth dawned on him right there when he said, I hope this is your real number.
Yeah, he kind of knows.
That is an idea.
It's always good when you're trying to ask somebody out and they're not calling you back just to get really angry.
Oh, yeah. Aggressive.
That's the best way to get a date. Here's another message.
Next message.
Adam, hey, it's Melissa. So, like, have you seen my pants? I remember meeting you. We were talking about our love of the Chainsmokers. We danced. But then, poof, I woke up and had someone else's pants on.
What?
Are they yours?
Next message.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like she had a fun night.
What was she on?
I don't know, but I want to find out what happened to her pants.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure she does, too.
It's one thing to be without pants, but to have someone else's pants.
Yeah, that's like, the weird part.
And they fit.
Yeah.
Right?
Why am I wearing Carhartts right now?
Yeah.
Remember, you get the special loser line phone number. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Hey, Janine. This is just reconnecting with you after the other night. Sorry, kind of nervous. I'm sorry about what happened. Sorry I spilled a drink on you. Those martini glasses are weird, man. They're really weird. I didn't even know, I'll be honest, like, I didn't know when you said a Cosmo that that's what those even came in. But anyway, it was crowded in there, and I'm so sorry. I would love a chance to get, like, make another first impression, second impression. sorry I messed up your outfit. I thought things were going good before that, so I just wanted to see if we could talk again, maybe hang out, go to a different bar with normal glasses.
Next message.
The guy can't handle a martini glass?
I guess not. Very confusing. You drink it from the top, the bottom. What do you do with a martini glass? Well, he actually called back, too. Here's his next message.
Next message.
Hey, this is again, for like the fourth or fifth time now. I don't know why I'm bothering at this point. I don't know what your problem is. Just because, like, I made a little bit of a mistake. I tumbled a little bit. I'm a little bit, clumsy. So you won't call a guy back because he's clumsy? Like, that's where your standards are at? We were having fun. We were having a good conversation. I spilled one drink, and you won't even call me back because, like, I got your stupid Cosmo on your stupid clothes. And your stupid friends were upset about it. Like, oh, my God. They wouldn't stop talking about it. Your friend kept giving me side eye, like, for the rest of the night. Well, I'm done. So, apology redacted.
Next message.
I always love it when people flex on the loser line because they don't know that they've gotten the loser line phone number. So, they actually think that they're getting the upper hand. Like, I'm done with you.
Yeah. I support
they were done with
this
you before
man.
You even started.
Yeah.
So
I support this man. I have never met a martini glass that I haven't spilled. Ever. Ever. And he deserves all apologies.
He was
sincere. And then I understand his anger as well.
But he has that personality trait of guys online when they're like, hey, what's up? And they don't get anything. It's like, well, fine, you're
why
ugly.
Aren't you responding to me? You're obviously an idiot.
Well,
because I'm a catch.
That part, not so great. But the spilled martini glass,
you can see
absolutely
that.
Understandable.
Remember, you get the special loser line phone number. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Hey, Karen, it's I know that you're probably wondering, hey, there's a lot of guys that are into me. Why should I go out with fair points. I hear you. First of all, I like to go hiking. Let's see, I'm in this Firefly fan club. You remember the show Firefly, right? Starring Nathan Fillion. They're basically space pirates. They just steal stuff in space. They go to other planets and steal stuff all the time. Like, it was an awesome show, and it only lasted one season, and people are still enraged by that. No reason for them to cancel that show. They had a good show, and then they canceled it. All those people, like, at Fox that decided that Firefly wasn't good enough to get a second season, I seriously hope that all of them die of lupus.
Whoa!
I can't think of a more fitting death for the people at Fox that canceled Firefly.
Next message.
I'm guessing he may have got the loser line phone number because he shared some sentiments like that when they first met. Like, you remember Firefly? Yeah, it's gone, but I just hope all those people get lupus and die. Hey, can I have your number?
But the thing is, like, loving space pirates is one thing. Wanting people to die is...
That's terrible.
He obviously loved the show. I got to check it out now. Remember, you can listen to the loser line regularly on Mondays at this time. Your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.